Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? LegalShield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now in studio from the show The Kids Are All Right, actor and director Michael Cudlitz. Welcome back, man.
Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming, and I appreciate the follow on social media. We were discussing the gym fail posts,
yes,
which you can appreciate.
Yes, they're all doing their best.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, at least they're in there, right?
Exactly.
At least they're in there. Well, there was a real treat for Walking Dead fans recently on The Kids Are All Right. Josh McDermott was a guest star, aka Eugene. Was it cool working with him again?
It was great. Josh and I have been friends since we came on the show. We came on The Walking Dead together, and we've been really close friends since. So to have his hiatus work out with us being on air and filming was perfect. And we had a blast that week.
Yeah. It's always fun when someone you've worked with in a certain capacity comes on another environment and, you know,
yeah. It's just especially when you like them.
Right.
You
know? Exactly. That always is cool too. Season finale is coming up. What's in store for the family?
Season finale, we got one of our little ones is leaving the nest, maybe.
Okay.
And even though he's left for the seminary at one point, now he's actually moving in with a significant other, and we're not sure how we're handling it because it's the first.
Okay.
So it's interesting, bittersweet.
That's a good little finale right there to leave you wondering. We do know that you're returning to The Walking Dead to direct another episode. That's got to be quite the task to direct a show like that. Even though I know you've been on it, I mean, just everything that it encompasses, it's got to be really challenging, huh?
It's been awesome. I mean, there's a lot of stuff in that bag that we got to put in there in 8 days.
Yeah.
It was my first experience directing ever last year. They were great. They gave me a huge opportunity. And then when I sat back from it and sort of really looked at the opportunity and you sort of think of all the money and the trust and the thing that they put into you, it's sort of overwhelming. You sort of go, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, why would you even do? I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
But they did. They trusted me with it last year. And, apparently it worked out well, so they're bringing me back.
Nice.
It's great to work with people, again, that you've worked with before at a different capacity. You come in, there's a shorthand with people. They know you're not a lunatic. They know you have the best interests of the show at heart. Mm-hmm. And last time was fantastic, and I'm just looking to build on that.
I'm always a big fan of actors that turn into directors, too. I know actors really appreciate it, and you're more patient. And if you could direct a show like that, direct anything. What can you tease us about with season 10?
Well, if you're a fan of the show, which I am, I think that the show has taken a big turn in season 9. We've lost a lot of our sort of regular characters that connect us with the graphic novel. So we're going in a completely different direction. Angela Kang has done an amazing job redirecting the show to kind of compensate for that and sort of infuse a different life into it. And I think that the fans have responded to that in this past year. Season 10 continues where we go. We're going to find out what's happening with the Whisperers and what that threat means. You know, the bigger threats that are happening now are coming less from the Walkers and more from actual people, as this has been happening through the whole show. And it gets us back to the beginning of the show where before the Walkers were, you realize that we are our own worst enemy, and we're headed back to that sort of situation where man will defeat man.
That's just like troubling. In real life.
It is, and that's disturbing.
Exactly. You're also part of this indie movie, Five Women in the End. Fun title. What's that about?
It was actually a friend of mine that helped me organize a charity event in Nashville that I did with John Rich last year with the Walking Dead convention. We did a charity for Folds of Honor. And I met this woman who was his PR person, Cindy, and she brought me into this project that needed some help in Nashville, and it was good. So five women who are really good friends, and we learn a lot about them. It's very connected to this sort of Me Too movement, and just empowering of women, and we learn a lot about these women through a catastrophic event that puts them all together and separates them from society.
You mentioned conventions. Do you do a lot of those?
I do less now. I was doing a bunch when we were very deep in the Walking Dead world, and I've done less. But I enjoy them.
Yeah, it's a fun little side gig too. It can be lucrative.
It can be lucrative, but it's also like you realize that all these other shows that you've done over the years, people haven't had a chance to connect with you. I mean, these things that you do and you pass and you move on, and you do the Walking Dead convention and you show up and then there's people who are, oh my gosh, I loved you in Southland. Oh my gosh, I loved you in River Runs Through It. Oh my gosh, the Mighty Ducks movies. And you're like, oh my God, wow. I get some, actually spend time with these fans. And
I know that's a cool
see,
part.
Yes.
So I assumed it was like a Comic-Con convention. You actually have Walking Dead conventions
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's
that's cool.
It's that big.
It's that big. Wow. I just assumed it was part of like a Comic-Con.
No, some of them
deal.
Are Comic-Cons and some of them are Walker Stalker specific to Walking Dead.
Yeah, so you could take a break and just do the convention circuit if you wanted, right?
I wish. Tell me how to do that.
Yeah, right. Okay. And I saw on social media that you're a big cigar guy.
I am.
I like that. Yeah. I enjoy myself a nice stick.
Awesome. Yeah. When you're in Nashville next, you'll have to come. We're opening a cigar bar in Nashville.
Is that right? Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Yeah. Very cool.
The Red Phone Booth, and we'll be opening in a couple of months off of Broadway and 8th, Rosa Parks.
I appreciate that. I will take you up on that when I'm on Nashville. Nice. Yeah. Do you have a particular brand you like?
Right now, I'm like a Fuentes Hemingway.
Love me a Fuentes Hemingway. Yeah. The nice little shape.
Yes.
Go-to. It's a good size.
It's perfect.
It's a perfect size. Arturo Fuente was the first cigar I ever had.
Oh, really?
First cigar. It's a good.
Oh,
it's a
I
good
kind of found it by
cigar.
Accident because I couldn't. They didn't have the Olivas that I was smoking at the time, and somebody said, "Well, try this one," and I fell in love with them.
Yeah. My dad and I shoot pool. We like to have a cigar.
Yeah, nice little honey note when you start out, and then it kind of mellows out, a little oaky. It's good. It's delicious.
It is good. Compliments the drink. I like it.
Yeah,
I like
absolutely.
It. All right. Here's a fun fact. Almost 25 years ago, you were in the Mighty Ducks 3. Mm-hmm. At that point, did you have any ice skating skills?
No. Well, I take that back. I grew up in Lakewood, New Jersey, and the lake used to freeze over, and the city would actually Zamboni the lake, and there was an area that you could go and
oh, that's
skate.
Cool.
Yeah, it was amazing. And so I had purchased figure skates. So I did a little not figure skating, but I learned how to skate with figure skates. It's easier.
Yeah.
And
so figure skating are easier than hockey.
They're easier because they have the little grip, the tips that have gouges on them so you can stop yourself. I mean, actual figure skaters probably don't use that for that, but people who don't know how to skate do.
Yeah.
Hockey skates are a little tougher to learn on, but once you know, it's actually, I think, a more versatile skate, actually, because there are not the grips. It's
oh, yeah, right. You can be a little
around.
More fluid
you can
with it.
Forward and backwards and go really high on your forward tips without eating it, but
Southern Cali
but
is
I learned,
learning all
yeah,
this.
Yeah, no, exactly. Exactly.
I've never been ice skating.
We got to go next time they open the rink out at Universal.
Oh, that's right. They do
a little thing. You got to do a remote from there.
You know, Michael, at my age, I'm finding new ways to get hurt all the time now. It's probably the latest right there.
Stand on the outside and interview people on the inside.
There you go. I will take you up on the cigars, though.
Yes. We'll talk about everybody else ice skating.
There you go. I like that move. I'm going to put you on the spot again. Quick questions, quick answers. Go-to karaoke song.
Don't have one.
You never karaoke.
I don't karaoke.
I don't
There's
either.
There's not enough alcohol for me to karaoke.
Well, there is for me. If I could suggest something, if you ever want to like do something with friends, if you're in LA, in Koreatown, they have the private karaoke room.
Yes. Actually, Stephen Yeun from
Walking
Dead took us to one of those in New York, my first
Fun,
year
right?
in New York, and we did a little bit. I don't remember what really happened.
But that's the way you're supposed to go in.
It was perfect that you could be alone. You could order food and you can...
Yes. That's my move. I will never with like random people with cell phones. No.
Yeah.
last movie you saw in theaters?
What is it? I don't even know the last movie I saw in theater.
gotta rack the brain, huh? Because some, me too, it's like.
Last movie I saw on a plane was one of the Marvel movies. I don't remember the last movie I saw in a theater.
Yeah, it's been that. It's been that. Yeah, I bet.
Ouch.
It's hard. Celebrity crush growing up.
Farrah Fawcett.
Time travel destination. Go anywhere for a week.
Ooh, Iceland.
Ooh.
I've never been.
You never been? Okay.
I've heard amazing things about it.
What would your last meal be?
My last meal. And it would only be once.
Like last
okay,
meal,
okay.
Then go.
People say,
chair.
What would you like if you could only eat one thing forever? I'm like, yeah, it doesn't work because you get sick
last
of it.
Last meal. Yeah, exactly.
Steak and lobster.
Okay, a little surf and turf.
Yeah.
All right. I'm digging that.
Maybe sushi.
Or you can have sushi on the side. It's your last meal.
Sushi appetizer.
Okay, there you go. With a sushi app. I like it. Watch the Kids Are All Right. Tuesdays on ABC. You can follow him on Instagram at Cudlitz. Thanks for stopping by, man.
Thanks for having me.
On with Mario Lopez. Woo!
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.